What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Friday, March 29th. Our top stories for the day.
That was Will at the beginning, but Will's not with us today, unfortunately.
Fooled you.
Where is he?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know, and I don't want to talk about it, but okay. It's something important.
Me neither.
Yeah.
He'll be back on Sunday.
Yeah.
Monday, I should say.
It's a bonus episode, y'all.
Bonus episode.
Congrats.
Sometimes you make plans, and then the listeners who are awesome write 200 reviews.
Oh, motherfuckers.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so today is going to be a little bit different. We're going to cover some stories, too, but also based upon popular demand, we're going to expose a little bit of who we are here. There's three fat white guys today. Normally, there's four fat white guys. So you're going to learn a little bit more about us today.
It'll be a little bit less structured. Still going to give some news, but then just going to go off the rails a little bit more.
Very little news.
Well, let's get into the news.
Okay.
Mark, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, I guess I wrote two of the four, so sure.
Yeah.
Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan stepped down effective immediately. So
yeah, which is like really surprising because they've been in the news for the last 2 years because they were abusing their customers. But
that's right.
But today,
fake accounts. Did you guys get fake accounted? I had a Wells Fargo account, and I'm still too dumb to figure out if I got fake accounted.
I didn't get fake accounted.
There's like a phone number you can call, and also like that you can like go online and kind of see if you did. I feel like I opened so many Wells Fargo's accounts legitimately that I can't tell if I was faked or not.
Yeah, Wells Fargo was just one of those banks that just never appealed to me for some reason.
Why not?
Maybe it was the logo. I don't know. I'm just a Chase guy.
You're a Chase guy?
Can you move on a little bit? You're creeping me out.
Chase is a douchey bank.
Slide over a little bit.
Chase is a douchey bank.
Trying to get in the
Yeah, your dad has good investments. That's why you have Chase.
Yeah.
Well, I have Chase too now.
But whenever I saw Chase, I was like, that was like the New York corporate, like, oh, you have your money with someone.
It's like a closed swastika symbol.
Chase.
Okay. Wells Fargo was Wachovia.
Chase will kill for you. Well, so he stepped down immediately. And funny you mentioned all those fake accounts because Elizabeth Warren's been calling for his head for years because she doesn't like it when she said, you know, like he's been creating fake accounts. She tweeted today. She goes, about damn time. And she said,
yeah, right. Like that.
She went on to say he enabled Wells Fargo's massive fake account scam and got rich off it and then helped cover it up. And we all know Elizabeth Warren is a huge fan of exposing people that make stuff up for their advantage. So
yeah, and being awkward on stage.
You get my joke?
No, I got it, because she's not Native American.
Because she's not Native American and got into like colleges and professional jobs for it and stuff like that. Shut up, Elizabeth Warren.
I mean, she really walked herself into a trap. Because like, it's probably not Elizabeth Warren's fault that she thought she was Native American. Like, you know, there are things that you're told in your household growing up that you believe. Like, you know, hey, you're like, I got told that my great uncle jumped off the Hindenburg.
I remember.
Could be true, I don't know.
I read that book about dumplings, eating dumplings when I was a kid, and I thought I was Asian for a few days, but
right.
I was like five, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but eventually you realize that everything was bullshit, right. and you stop saying it.
Maybe not her fault she applied to college falsely, but then you don't launch
Hindenburg,
a campaign.
The Hindenburg's uncle, his nickname was Bendover.
His name was Bendover.
Because he was gay, right? Or?
No, because he was an acrobat.
Oh.
That's really short-sighted and small-minded of you, Mark.
Well, his name is Bendover.
Yeah, but it was in the 20s.
His name is
One came out.
Amanda Hug and Kiss. I mean, what do you want me to think? Oh, he was an actor.
Anyway,
I didn't know he was a contortionist. My bad.
The point is,
fuck? That's the first thought that comes in your head? There's a lot of contortionists.
Yeah. How long have you known me? You know what's good.
I don't know. I'm just messing with you.
Okay, but look, the point is, the headline was Wells Fargo CEO steps down immediately. And it's like, okay, what kind of bureaucracy is going on over there that it took 2.5 years of them ripping their clients off? And today is the day.
Wells Fargo's stock went up 3% because he was such a schlub. They're all like, everyone's just like, it can't be worse. Whoever comes in, it can't be worse.
So can't get worse than this guy.
It was like the best move ever. It's like Papa John style.
Oh, man. What is Papa doing right now?
On an island somewhere, having a great time.
With his facelift.
He's screaming at minorities somewhere drunk.
Wes, there's been a couple times we've been watching sports and you have always had a Papa conspiracy theory. when it came to Eli Manning and his control of the NFL?
No, I just
I'm sorry,
Peyton.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just always thought that Papa John's had a legitimate addiction to creating commercials. Like that's what he wanted. Like,
you think that he's addicted to?
Yes, he's a completely
and Peyton
addicted.
Manning. That's why they got linked up.
Yeah,
yeah. He's a completely addicted to creating commercials.
But I forget what Super Bowl we were watching, and you were like, "Watch, Papa's coming!" And like, Papa came out of nowhere and like hugged Peyton.
Yeah,
he was like the first hug he got.
Two guys that love doing commercials.
They love doing commercials, and with a forehead like that,
he's always doing commercials in his basement. He's got a studio in his basement. I guarantee it.
He's not doing commercials anymore because he dropped the N word on a.
It absolutely paid off for him because I know you're actually a Papa guy, Pat. But I
call it PJs.
I hated Papa John's pizza. I thought it tasted.
You don't like
that
the
trash.
Toppings are under the cheese.
I don't like that it tastes like shit. it's like the worst pizza in the world.
Yeah, but the garlic butter is
Little Caesars
good.
Okay, is significantly better tasting than Papa John's. Pizza Hut way better.
Well, Pizza Hut is the worst pizza on the fucking
planet.
Pizza
Hut is 10 times better than Papa John's in taste.
There's no way. Okay, let's lay this down. So early pizza days, what do you got? You got Domino's, you got Pizza Hut, you got PJ's, if you're lucky. When I moved to Virginia, that's the first time I ever had PJ's.
You got Tucci's.
No, Tucci's. And then you got Little Caesars, which Little Caesars got forced out of the delivery game and went straight into the hot and ready game.
Right.
Which is genius.
Yeah, all chain pizza sucks. There's no doubt about
my
that.
My family
was...
Just Papa John's mainly.
They gave you the garlic butter.
Yeah, my family was definitely a Pizza Hut strictly family.
Oh yeah.
Every time my mom is a diehard pizza fanatic. She would eat pizza every day if she could. Sometimes she does only Pizza Hut.
Did you order that Salvation pizza I recommended for you?
I have not yet.
Oh, it's so good. Really nice in Texas.
If your family cares for you, they're a Pizza Hut family.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but Papa John's, they were the first company to include like a little bit extra in the box. There was the garlic butter, there was the pepperoncinis.
You need to dump that shit all over your pizza because it just tastes like fucking cardboard.
It's pretty good when you dump that shit all over the pizza.
Well,
it's really good.
So just get sauce and put it on Pizza Hut. Yeah.
Garlic
just
butter.
Get garlic butter and put it on Pizza Hut pizza.
All right, let's move to our next story. Let's talk about Lori Loughlin real quick. So Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, I know Mark doesn't have a boner for her. I still have a boner for her. I don't know if you watched Full House in the 90s, how you couldn't.
Okay.
Her daughter, Olivia Jade, who's wicked hot.
10 times hotter than her.
So Lori and her husband.
Lori's pizza, or Papa John's, and Olivia Jade's pizza.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would reverse those.
She's a breadstick.
I think
Olivia Jade's a nice old hot breadstick.
I think when Aunt Becky was 19, she looked pretty good.
Oh, my God. So Olivia Jade is like around that age.
Yeah, but she was like 64 when she was on a...
Fair enough.
No, she was like 30. Saying.
Well, she looked like she was 42.
That's really mean.
She was so hot.
She was so hot.
She was so hot. Let me put this to you. Okay, so you should have been attracted to DJ Tanner because that was the hottest person in your age group, Candace Cameron.
It was Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
No, I'm talking about Full House.
And then it was like Melrose Place.
No, I'm talking Aunt Becky was so hot that you as a preteen boy should have been most attracted to any of the other girls on the show, but for whatever reason, the 35-year-old Aunt Becky was the hottest. That's how hot she was.
It's because that show was full of ugly people besides Uncle Jesse. They're all hideous on that show.
Jodie Sweetin became the hottest in the later years.
I think that you could, like, if you wanted to, Wes, today and make a play at Jodie Sweetin, it's within the realms of possibility.
No, she's got a family. I've already looked into it.
So, all right, anyway, so Olivia Jade, who's an Instagram, and she's mostly a YouTuber, she got bought into USC. Her parents paid $500,000 for her and her sister.
Because they're both dumb.
Yeah, because they're both dumb. And they pretended that they were on the crew team. However, they've never ridden crew in their life. So you guys may remember some of the things that Olivia Jade said that caused controversy retrospectively. Some of her quotes are this. Before starting college, she wrote on Twitter that, quote, "It's so hard to try in school when you don't care about anything you're learning."
Try and school?
Try
in school.
In school.
Oh, in try
school.
In school. Okay. I mean, what's wrong with that quote? I did not try in college.
Right.
I'm with her so far.
But
so
what's wrong with that quote, Mark, is you had a 4.0 in high school,
uh-huh.
And you went to college and made the best of it, and you actually got into the school that you were in, and you were respectful.
So you were respectful of the fact that
your parents were paying for this college, and it wasn't easy.
And then I got arrested 4 times and got like a 2.9 in college.
And we're going
to
get to that.
And showed up to like 10% of classes. But like... Why does it matter if her parents bought her in? Does she have to try harder? Why can't she enjoy college like I enjoyed college?
Look, it matters.
Why does it matter for her? Let her be hot in college and have sex with guys and have a good time. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's nothing wrong with her having a good time in college.
The problem is,
if her parents are dumb enough to pay $250,000 for her getting to college, they deserve for her to be fucking dudes left and right and not going to class.
Well, hold on. Why
What's
are you
the
on
point?
The fucking
preach?
We weren't hot in college. We had bad haircuts, all of us. None of us were getting laid.
I'm not. Well, I was pretty hot in college, but I'm not saying
you were hot.
Oh, I had a six pack in college, baby.
Yeah, but the haircut.
Oh, it's fine.
I had a big like a hippie curly hair fro in college.
Yeah, Wes was getting no pussy.
I actually did get. I had girlfriends.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. Yeah. Nothing for me.
Wes is the type of guy that like didn't let a girl leave for a week. She was like, she didn't go home.
No. I'm telling you,
he started talking about his grandmother's ring really early.
I'm telling you, I love you after sex too.
Yeah, you should see the ring my
Wes
grandmother has.
Wes is a clingy guy.
Let me get through the fucking story.
All right.
So this idiot.
Where are you going? You want to move in?
This idiot got bought into college by her parents, and then she applied for a patent trademark, a trademark specifically for her beauty line, Olivia Jade Beauty, and it was rejected this week because of poor punctuation in the application.
That just means they didn't believe in the product.
No, absolutely not. When you're applying for a trademark or anything governmental.
Oh, it was a trademark.
Everyone's missing the mark on Olivia Jade. If I had $1 billion, I'd be signing her to all sorts of like beauty lines and stuff. She's a megastar.
I mean, it's not that she's
extremely
not hot.
She's too hot. She's too hot. People need to get over it.
She is being signed all those things. She is very hot because her mom's Aunt Becky, you assholes. Yeah. But the point is that a letter from the U.S.
Her mom's an asshole. Her dad's an asshole. Dr. Dre's an asshole because he's like, my daughter got into school and I didn't even cheat. He donated like $70
million
to the goddamn college.
Million.
That was the layer up where we said those people.
Why is
the
he
only,
an asshole?
The only difference, because we said the only difference between people that donate a wing to a college and the people that have paid for SAT takers is that it's a little bit more transparent.
He's an asshole
because a little bit more transparent.
He bragged about it.
But his daughter wouldn't have gotten in without the $70 million donation.
He is literally the richest man in music. He redefined how rich you could be in
music. I'm not saying that he isn't awesome and it doesn't deserve billions of dollars for all he's done for his career, but him to come out and say my daughter got in legitimately after donating $70 million is just, was he joking?
Makes
was it like sarcastic?
Makes him look like a dummy.
Can I blow your mind real quick? Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember Blackstreet No Diggity?
Of course.
Yes. Presented by Dr. Dre.
I mean, that doesn't blow my mind. Probably every good piece of music is by Dr. Dre. Yeah.
All right, let's move on. What's next?
Okay, we'll do the stolen hot air balloon story next. So some assholes that stole a hot air balloon in Indiana thought it would be a good idea to fly it for all to see at a hot air balloon festival in Florida.
It's a cocky move.
And it's
very cocky.
And they got caught. Go figure.
It's like stealing art. It's like when you steal, if you steal a piece of art, the thing that sucks is you can't display it anywhere. Like if you steal a hot air balloon, what are you going to do with it?
They put it in the sky.
Were they like mooning people where they're slowly going by them?
They put it in the sky. So
that's why I got the balloon.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's probably a good business if you know how to fly it. Like
yeah,
you know,
exactly. How are they gonna get you?
Well, when you land slowly, and they just arrest you immediately.
Yeah, they just
they just follow you.
Just pull you. They pull the last 5 feet down.
Yeah,
for
they
you.
Pull you down.
You're just hoping for a strong wind.
Help them out. Hey, let me help you out.
Yeah.
Oh shit, they're onto us. I hope I get a gust.
Put the leg over. Get out. I mean.
Can you imagine looking up and be like, "That's my balloon"?
Yeah, I think
we're gonna get away from them. There's.
It was a very unique balloon. I mean, like colorful.
Was it invisible?
No, it wasn't invisible.
Oh, okay.
But so anyway, they got caught. The owner said he didn't want to press any charges; just wanted his fucking giant hot air balloon back so he can continue his business.
Yeah,
that's really sweet of him.
Yeah,
he's like, they've done enough for my business. I'm in the news.
But who steals a hot air balloon?
I would.
You would steal a hot air balloon?
Absolutely. Oh, before a car, it's still hot air.
I mean, it's a very specific skill set to be able to operate.
No, I just think it's something you do like if you're drunk.
You do not do that
drunk. Absolutely. I feel like, if you steal a car, you're probably going to go to jail for a while. But if you steal a hot air balloon, you're like, no one knows about hot air balloons. I might get away with it.
I would pay. I got like maybe $2,000 in my bank account right now. I'd pay all of it to see you.
Die in a hot air balloon?
No, try
not
to steal a
it.
Hot air balloon.
Roll up a hot air balloon at 3 a.m.?
Here's my favorite thing about Mark.
Sleep in a hot air balloon?
Yeah. Here's what I love about Mark. Mark is brilliant. He's a really smart guy. But like he's somewhat autistic when it comes to operating, directions. He's very autistic at directions. He got lost in our hometown.
Spatial relations and I don't...
One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life is we went to a bachelor party in Key West for Will's bachelor
party.
That's
where you got your nickname, Key West.
That's right. But watching the guy, we went on a jet ski tour, and watching Mark's face while the guy went over all the safety precautions of what not to do during this tour was just fucking priceless. The worry on his face was just amazing.
The worst worry. I wasn't that worried.
Were worried.
Way more worried when we went to Breckenridge.
Oh, yeah.
And we took, like, the strongest edibles.
Oh, God.
Like, an hour before we get on a bus to go, like...
Whitewater rafting.
It was, like, a 3 out of 5. It was okay. He spends 45 minutes telling you how you're going to get your teeth knocked out, and if you fall out, you're going to die. And then literally 45 minutes while, like, the biggest edible kicks in, and then we land and we get there, and he's like, does anyone want to stay on the bus? And I was looking around to see if anyone was. I thought, I was like, everyone's going to stay on the bus, right? No one's going to do this. And then everyone got up. I was like, fuck.
They make you put on, like, cold wetsuits.
Yeah.
Like, right
they
in the
smell like shit. Yeah,
I puked in the parking lot.
Well, not because of the wetsuit. When I was 16 years
was
old,
hungover.
I tried to get my license. That's the year you get your license. And I went one time with my
Depends
dad.
On the state,
and I forgot my glasses. And it was like, oh, that's a bummer. Then I went another time, and my dad brought my certificate of baptism, not my birth certificate. It was like, okay, that's 0-2. Went a third time, the line was too long, I had to go to work. So it's like, pretty much the third time, my dad was like, you're done. I'll get
what
you a
you
scooter.
What are you doing with a certificate of baptism? I was just absolute nerd.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing
the
I've ever heard.
Catholics, dog. Here,
Jesus
look, the point
Christ.
Is this. The point
Laminated.
Is this. The point is this. The point is this. My dad was like, fuck it. I'll just buy you a scooter because you don't need a license
Did
for it.
Did you get
it.
Beat up a lot?
No, you were with me. You know I didn't. I beat kids up.
I would have beat you up if I'd seen
you
that.
You wouldn't have, and you knew it. And
shit.
I told you this story, and you were probably like, that's a bummer. And then I got this scooter, which is fucking sweet.
That was cool.
And I rolled it up. I rolled it up to our after school hangout one day, and Mark's like, can I give it a go? I'm like, yeah, of course,
no,
bro.
No, you rolled it up to my house.
And Mark got on the scooter, and he went on like a fun little ride. And then brand new scooter, like fresh out of the box. Mark is probably the first guy to ride it. That's not me.
And I was. not probably.
And he's coming back up and just wrecks it. Just wrecks it in front of me.
Well, you should see your car right now, Pat.
Yeah.
It's been in quite a few car accidents.
That's true.
I had a moped in high school. It was...
You had a moped?
A moped.
Damn, that's
yeah, it was
huge,
awesome.
Bro.
I used to strap my golf clubs on it and drive to the driving range.
You had a moped sub-16?
Sub-16.
Ugh. Your parents were cool.
How many hand jobs did you get?
I had a long-term girlfriend, as many as I wanted.
All right, hey, look, we're going to talk about our arrests. That's something we're going to talk about. So,
okay.
Thank you again to the Hard Factor fans for allowing this bonus Friday episode to happen. We're fucking stoked about it.
If you're just tuning in, if you've been like, what are they doing? We put up a Twitter poll. Not all of you that are listeners are on Twitter. And we said, do you want us to do the normal show? Do you want us to do all soft corners? Or do you want us to kind of shoot the shit? And it was pretty much,
60%.
The other two got 20 each, so 60% is like shoot the shit. So we're trying to give you some news, but we're kind of shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Today's episode is brought to you by Upstart. Applying for a loan is a lot like applying for a job that you don't get to interview for, a.k.a. a really shitty job. Instead, loan companies make their decisions based off your credit score and history.
Not good for me.
Yeah, but that's what they do. Without getting to know the whole you, which it would be nice. Now, thanks to Upstart.com, it never has to be that way again.
Thank God.
Upstart.com is revolutionizing the way you borrow money by rewarding you for your job experience and education in the form of a smarter interest rate. Give me that money, baby.
Hey, Mark, what if you don't have job experience or an education?
Upstart.com can't help you there.
Okay, so unlike traditional credit underwriting, which could be biased against people with a short credit history, not me, I got a long one, it's just bad, Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO score when assessing your credit worthiness.
Yeah, Upstart...
you missed your fucking cue.
I did, I'm sorry.
Try it again. You were blowing cigarette smoke out.
Try it again.
Just fucking read it, Wes.
Read it.
Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score.
That's it? That's okay. They make it fast and simple and easy to check your rate in less than 2 minutes without affecting your credit score. And the best part, once your loan is approved, the funds will be transferred to you the very next business day. The next day!
That is the best part, though. They will deposit it the next day, and then you can go ahead and do whatever the fuck you want with it, which is excellent.
There's nothing like getting a loan.
No, right. There's nothing like getting
nothing like getting a loan.
Yeah, because for that day, you are riding high, you are spending big.
Now you couple an eight ball with a loan, and you're on to something.
If you don't couple an eight ball with a loan, I don't know what you're doing with your loans.
100,000 people have used Upstart to pay off their credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, or to make large purchases like 2 8-balls.
Wrap it up, Mark.
See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/hard to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Check your rate only takes 2 minutes. That's not right. Checking your rate only takes 2 minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/hard. Bonus ad read.
Oh, yeah.
So now we're going to talk about when we got arrested.
Okay.
Wes, please go first.
Okay. I've got arrested twice in college.
Right. Nice.
Yeah. The first time.
Is that Kentucky?
Yeah, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I was a UK student for a while before I lost my mind and failed out.
Wildcats.
I know what that's like.
Yeah. So my first arrest was I drank a fifth of Jim Beam.
Okay. When a fifth, for people who aren't drinkers, how much is a fifth?
It was like 18 shots.
I think that's a 750.
Yeah.
750 that's like the MLs. Small. That's the small bottle. It's not a liter. Yeah. It's not a 1.75. It's a small bottle.
Yeah. Still enough to really, really fuck you.
It was legit.
Do the math. It's like, what? Like
it was a lot.
It's what like a hobo consumes a day.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And ended up wrestling my good friend in like a frat house's front yard. They all came out. And like we're trying to kick our asses, we're yelling at them, cursing at them. They called the cops.
Yeah, quick diatribe. Wes was neither in a frat nor a wrestler.
I pledged a frat, but once they told me that I had to come back from winter break early to have like Hell Week and sleep in the basement, I told them to go fuck themselves.
You want to come back early? And sleep
I would have loved to see Wes getting the message.
Nope, didn't want to do that.
Just the silent quit.
I'm just going to come to your party.
So what happens?
So, cops come. I'm a fucking just drunk mess. Was calling there was a female cop. I was calling her all kinds of shit, just terrible, awful. I got arrested.
Okay.
And the guy who I was with, his girlfriend bailed me out of jail at like 5 in the morning, and I ran around the jail parking lot with my pants around my ankles because I was just so.
Did you get arrested
again?
Because
you needed exercise?
Blackout, just complete blackout.
You thought that was a good idea to get out of jail and run?
They usually don't let you go until you're sober.
No, they let me go very drunk.
It depends. Usually you have to blow. If you want to get out on your own recognizance, if that's the right.
Nailed it.
You need to be 0.0. If you are kind of cleared and sobering up a little bit, depending on the place, if a friend comes to pick you up, you don't need to be a 0.0.
Okay. I know this because one time Mark and I bailed a friend out, and I fronted the cash.
I've bailed
for the
a few friends out, and I've been arrested at college, like, I don't know, 4 times.
Right. Yeah. But hold on. But when we got the cash back out from the bail that I posted, I said, Mark, what's up with that money? And previously, the weekend before on Facebook, he had posted like a bunch of photos of a keg party he had.
I think it was my 21st birthday. I threw myself a party.
He used the bail money that I put up when I was visiting at Virginia Tech to throw himself a party.
What, I'm going to mail you back money? No, I'm going to buy a keg.
Yeah, I put the money up for the bail.
I honestly think they just wanted to get rid of me. So she took me to my friend's house. I woke up on the couch. They told me I had been arrested the night before.
You're like, shut up.
I woke up with a ticket in my pocket because I didn't believe them. And then I believed him.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was terrible.
All right, Mark, tell me about your arrest.
We don't have enough time. I'll pick, like,
pick one.
The best one.
Pick
I haven't got arrested since college.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
But I got arrested a lot in college. All for misdemeanor drinking charges. No DUIs. Don't drink and drive out there, guys.
Yeah, don't do it.
No DUIs.
But
over
do
here.
Drink and walk.
Yeah, well, be careful because you'll get arrested as many times as I did, which is like. Literally 4 times in college for underage possession or drunk in public. There was one where senior year where a hot female cop arrested me when I had walked home from the bars and I was so close and she arrested me and I was real mad at her. So I told her I was going to write a screenplay, make millions of dollars, come back, buy the town of Blacksburg and make her mine. She threatened to keep me in jail if I kept talking like that. I wasn't like calling her like the C word. I was just telling her that I would own her at one point.
Yeah,
and she would have
you were
sex
just letting
with me.
Her know about
I'm gonna come back as a big shot. What else?
She's still waiting.
First arrest. Yeah, it could happen. First arrest. It was freshman year. I tried to like. I thought the food hall was 24/7 and it closed at like 3 a.m. So I got there at like 3:15 and like tried to like break in blackout drunk. And I got arrested. The next thing I know, I'm like in the I'm the cop cross. Like I was trying to get chicken sandwiches. That's about it. I mean, just a lot of drunken arrests.
Couple good ones. Yeah.
Yeah. And then by the time like of my second or third arrest, I think like I got arrested at JMU. I got arrested at Radford.
Like, Mark.
I spread them out, so I got to stay in school because I didn't do it all at Blacksburg. By the time I got arrested at like JMU or Radford, one of them like there was like little dweebs crying because I got arrested for like an underage possession. I was just like. There was 15 like freshman white college kids in the thing, and I was a sophomore. And they're all like a couple of them are crying, like what do we do? And I like cleared. There's 2 benches. I cleared all of them off, so 13 of them were on one side, and I had my entire bench to myself. And I was just like, they're gonna give you fucking breakfast. And we're gonna get out of here at 8 a.m.
You were the OG.
I was like the veteran.
You were
the
OG
tank.
Of the jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
You knew.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. My arrests. I have two. As a youth, I got arrested for petty larceny and car tampering with one of the vice presidents of a major sports organization. We're not going to talk about
Jesus.
But mostly, like, I wanted to get some cigarettes, and it was the summer, so I was not wearing shoes, and I was like, "Let's go get some smokes." I'd heard that some of our other colleagues in middle school had been breaking into cars. I said, that's cool.
Yeah, and they got like felonies for it and spent some time.
Yep, so we went out and broke into a car after a car after a car, and apparently it was an off-duty police officer who was about to go on a shift and observed me breaking into his car and then called the police and said that I was armed.
He called the police on
that you were armed?
Yep, he said it was armed. So about 13 police cars rolled up with dogs. And I had stolen a compass. Well, I hadn't. My compatriot had stolen a compass, and I said,
"Good steal, bro.
A compass.
Good
a compass.
Steal, bro.
Yeah, but
a
it was,
compass.
It was like a silver compass. It was.
He's
nice.
Like, look, it's north to jail.
And I said, it looks like something someone's grandfather would have given them. Yeah. We need to return it.
Yeah, he stole a.
That's
like
a bad steal. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're walking back to return the compass because I'm a Catholic. And get
he
hit.
Stole a baptism card.
Yeah, get hit in the face with some flashlights and freeze police, which is you run when you hear freeze police.
Of course, that's the first. They might as well just yell, "Run, police!"
Yeah. So I ran, we hit a fence, and my compatriot jumped up on the fence and was climbing the fence with a wife beater on.
You were never very athletic, so
no,
this is going to be a problem for you.
My partner,
you might as well just run through the
was
fence.
Was the QB of the football team. He gets on top of the fence and gets ripped down, and his nipples get cut open.
Oh, yeah. He lost a nipple.
He lost a nipple. I'm, meanwhile, in the brush, and there's a police officer with a gun drawn
at me. They're like, Jeff, you get the slow one.
You get the slow one. Yeah.
Get the guy struggling with the fence.
That was me. Yeah, it's a gun pointed at my head.
Pat could not run any cop.
Stand up.
At any age.
Stand up, where are you? And I stand up as a 12-year-old. But I had the foresight to take the cigarettes out of my pocket and crush them so I didn't get a possession of tobacco charge.
Oh, nice.
Yep, then I was placed under arrest, and they were like,
he was 12.
They were like, you're 12. And I was like, yeah, shit.
It's a good age to get arrested. Yeah.
Pat absolutely had an arc of, he was such a badass, when he was really young, and then he's become such a pussy
as he's gotten older. Yeah.
Punk kid.
Yeah. I was such a
punk kid.
I was a little motherfucker. Yeah.
Wait, I got one more arrest story.
Okay, throw it out there.
All right. So it was right after 9/11 happened. It was Halloween, and me and my buddy are walking home from
How could you get arrested after 9/11? Everyone should just be let the boys be boys.
Yeah. Boy, it was a boys be boys
It wasn't a racist
attitude
thing. You weren't doing anything racist. You were just being super American.
Hammered. Yeah. Super American. Yeah. So we're walking home from...
How old were you?
19, 20, something like that. Mm-hmm. Walking home from a Halloween party, just hammered. It started with Smashing Pumpkins.
Right.
And then all the flags that were on the doorsteps after 9/11.
American flags.
American flags.
No. It didn't piss him off.
Something happened.
It was we just decided to steal a bunch of flags.
He wanted all of them. They wanted all of them.
Because of his patriotism.
We were going to put them all around our house. So we stole like 20 flags.
Full-size flags?
Full-size. The big ones that were on people's doorsteps.
Not the little like lawn ones.
No.
That'll slow you down. What if it was windy out?
Big ones.
Shit, you would have been a stolen hot air balloon.
Yeah.
So we stole all these flags. We're running down the main street.
You wearing them and shit?
No, we're just carrying them. A cop.
What are we going to do with them?
We're going to fucking put them up on our house. I don't know what the fuck we were doing.
That's what I'm saying.
Hammered.
How could you possibly get arrested for this?
I was hammered.
You should get a high five.
So we're running down the street, and a cop passes us. And immediately turns around, puts his lights on. We're about maybe 50 yards from our house. we drop a bunch of the flags, run into the house. The house we were staying in had four guys. One guy was on the bottom and then three guys up top. We run in, lock the door. I get in my like boxers. To pretend like I'm asleep.
I've done that too.
My idiot room, the guy was with the idiot, hid in my fucking closet for some
reason.
In
your closet?
In my closet.
So all the heat was in your room.
All the heat was
fully,
in my room.
Fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
Draped in a flag.
Yeah. How many roommates were in this house?
And there's
at the time?
Four. Then there's 30 flags in the living room just dropped.
Oh, shit.
So.
Did they come into the house?
Yeah, pounding on the door. The roommate who wasn't with us, sleeping on the bottom floor, answers the door what the fuck?
Oh, God, no.
And the cop comes in.
You don't answer the door. Hey, kids out there, if the cops are at your door, don't answer the door.
Do not answer it.
So
let them kick it in. Yeah. Don't answer it.
So I'm in my boxers pretending to be asleep. The cop comes in my room. I'm like, oh, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, where's your fucking friend? He pulls my buddy out of the closet.
He's in the closet.
I'm begging to, let me put on a shirt, an episode of Cops, while they're fucking arresting me, basically.
Why are you, you stole a bunch of flags.
I stole a bunch.
And you got caught red-handed.
Post-9/11.
Red-handed.
What do you want them to do?
Yeah. And they told me, that when we got to the jail, they're like, you're going to burn in hell with Osama, you piece of shit. Long story short, the judge, we spent 3 days in jail. Judge called it a...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was there a call placed to your parents?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How do they respond?
They're like, "We'll let you out when the towers are back up, bud."
Yeah. They responded with like, "Well, we need to get you a lawyer," type shit.
Right.
And
which is like your fucking dumbass roommate has never had that situation because you don't open the door.
If you spend more than a day in jail, yeah, you probably need a lawyer.
Yes, I need.
If it's not a drunk tank and you're out, you probably need a lawyer.
I had the garb on. I had the footies. I had the garb.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You were in county.
I never
jail.
Had that.
Yeah. I was in county.
I jail. Was always fully clothed and running the show in the drunk tank.
I was playing chess.
Telling those little motherfuckers. Yeah. You were playing chess.
I was playing chess.
You were playing chess after stealing. Do you guys remember post 9/11 there was a flag everywhere and you said, not on my watch?
Yeah, that's kind of a dumb move. You deserve to get arrested.
I did. It was terrible.
That was stupid.
And that's it for Hard Factor.
Yeah. do we have any other stories?
We have a couple other stories. We're running a little long here.
Oh, okay.
So we probably got a jet.
All right.
But hey, we'll be back on Monday morning, so stay tuned. And hey, guess what? Maybe for 420, we're going to do a super cool power hour. More details on that. Also,
just spill the beans.
On 420, we're going to go to the Cannabis Cup.
There you go.
And we're going to smoke. We're going to smoke a hit of marijuana every.
Well,
minute.
No. That's not true. We're probably not going to do that. We are going to go to the cannabis. You fuck you. You have no tolerance to that. You'll be dead.
No, but
we're going
to
go
to
Cannabis Cup.
I'm willing to sacrifice my body.
You're not gonna be able to take a hit of Cannabis Cup weed every minute, you psychopath.
I'm gonna get mids.
You could, dude. You wouldn't be able to do it.
I thought about this.
Even
I'm gonna
with mids.
I'm gonna go to
it.
A guy. There's gonna be so many guys there, and I'm gonna be like to one of the guys. I'm like, hey man, it's gonna be hard. So can you give me like good mid level sativa?
You're going to not be able to do it.
Nope. 10 minutes. Yeah. That's my. I think
you're gonna bail at 10.
10.
That's bullshit.
10.
There's no chance you do.
I'm gonna try it.
Okay. Well.
So that's happening. And then other than that, thank you for listening to Hard Factor. We're going to announce what our loser from our weight loss competition is going to have to do. We're going to announce that on Monday. So stay tuned. This is the last week of the weight loss competition. We're going to hopefully lose 200 collective pounds.
Oh, and by the way, a new like little bonus. Mikey Podcasts says that if we lose a combined 200 pounds, that he will bleach blonde his hair.
That's true. But you can't help us there. You just have to root for us there.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, we don't get to do this a lot. Shout out to our interns, Evan, who does all of our editing and is a crusher, and our intern, Cam, and our interns, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. These people
absolutely
help run our show.
Also, yeah, they're awesome.
Yes.
Also, real quick, Nick Cage got an annulment 4 days after getting married drunkenly.
So let's get into that.
So let's do some Nick Cage closing.
Let's do it. Okay.
Quotes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fuck it. It's a bonus episode. We can go a little long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just gonna say like let's just end the show.
The
yeah.
And then do
Nick Cage
quotes.
Is gonna take you out. Thank you guys for listening to Hard Factor. We'll see you next week.
What is that? Oh no! Not the beast! Not the beast!